You know, we only turn to one person to predict celebrity headlines here on The Ralphie Show. His name, you can hear the cards in the background, psychic Jack Mitchell, joining me for the first time in 2013 here on The Ralphie Show. Always a pleasure, psychic Jack. Hey, let's get right into it right now, buddy.
Thank you very much. Sure enough.
Taylor Swift already broken up from Harry Styles right after the new year. Will 2013 be the year that Taylor Swift finds love?
Her cards are saying that for this year, she does have a streak of ill health and love relationships for a while. It is disappointing for a while, and then it seems as though it might reverse herself. I do think that towards the end of the year, she gets severely burned in a relationship, though. She really puts her all into it, and she was really decided to give up her swaying ways, and all of a sudden, boom, it turns around and bites her on the butt.
But of course, as we've seen, Psychic Jack, even when we think Taylor Swift gets burned, she ends up turning it into millions of records sold and laughs all the way to the bank.
Exactly, she will. You know what? Hey, life gives you lemons, you make lemonade.
And that's what it seems she does. She turns it right into cash to deposit into the bank. Psychic Jack Mitchell joining me now here on The Ralphie Show. Let's get to celebrity headline number two, of course. Kim Kardashian and Kanye West, as you predicted, would be in it for a little longer than most expected, and now they're expecting a child. Psychic Jack, tell me about this baby and what will it do for the relationship of Kim and Kanye?
It does say that there's nothing to worry about there. It says it is a culmination of a lot of hard work on their parts. Not only are they a relationship couple, but they are also a business couple. And they are going to work this, regardless of what the headline of that one magazine I saw that said Kanye entering the Kardashian family circle has cost them millions of dollars. Well, don't believe it. You know what? Ultimately, all it's going to do is line Kim's mink-lined pockets. This is a celebration time for them. Things should go very, very well. Between the two of them, they are not unhappy about this. So that leads me to believe that Kim actually didn't take any kind of precautions, because she's not dumb. She could have.
Wrapping up with psychic Jack Mitchell here on The Ralphie Show, our last headline as we speak. She's in New York, Catherine Webb. She goes from just cheering on her boyfriend, AJ McCarron, a couple weeks ago in the stands, to now she's in the Sports Illustrated Swimsuit Edition. She's going to cover the Super Bowl for Inside Edition. But what's going to happen, psychic Jack, with Catherine Webb's relationship with her quarterback boyfriend from Alabama, AJ McCarron?
A major wish comes true there. He seems as though he's kind of set in his ways about some things, and that's going to cause some problems for them if he does not remain open-minded. As long as he can handle that situation, there's a change of mind, a change of attitude that's going to carry them through their relationship and through their romance. There is one thing that they need to be a little bit aware of on his part. There is someone coming into the picture that may more or less throw themselves at his feet. But you know what? Being an important football player that he is, I'm sure that happens more than once.
Psychic Jack Mitchell, always predicting these celebrity headlines. You could find out more, facebook.com/psychicjack. Of course, we'll link you up on the Ralphie Show blog as well. Thank you so much, Psychic Jack. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you, Ralphie.